a Jewish Journal article. New proposal would force CA school districts to adopt liberated curriculum if students want admission to UC schools. Bay Area Jewish communal organizations are understandably upset by the Castro Valley School Board's recent unanimous decision to approve a high-priced contract with the Liberated Ethnic Studies Model Curriculum Coalition, LESMC, the educational consulting group that promotes an overtly anti-Jewish and anti-Zionist, critical, ethnic studies curriculum and consulting services. As the first school district to formalize a relationship with LESMC after Governor Newsom signed the bill mandating an ethnic studies graduation requirement, the Castro Valley School Board's decision was particularly sobering for the Jewish community. It suggested that the new law's guardrails language added to the bill to encourage local school districts to avoid adopting a curriculum like the liberated one may not provide the protection against anti-Semitism that many had hoped. Even more sobering than the board's decision, however, was how that decision was justified by Castro Valley Assistant Superintendent Jason Ryman, calling the liberated group one of the most well-reputed providers for professional development and training. Ryman revealed that LESMC has been working with the Alameda County Office of Education for some time, and most districts have been working with them in some capacity in our region. Indeed, LESMC leaders, faculty and affiliated educators have a foothold in many, if not most, of the school districts up and down the coast, occupying key leadership roles that provide them the opportunity to promote the implementation of the liberated curriculum in their districts. These include San Diego, Los Angeles, Santa Barbara and San Francisco Unified School Districts, as well as several smaller districts throughout the Golden State. Add to the significant number of LESMC-affiliated boots on the ground the strong support that the liberated group has from the state's largest teachers' unions and higher education ethnic studies establishment, and it's not hard to see that what happened in Castro Valley last month will likely repeat itself in a large majority of school districts in the state. Alarmingly, these dire odds are about to get considerably worse. If a proposed new admissions requirement is approved and implemented by the University of California, UC, currently, all 10 UC campuses require incoming freshmen to have taken a designated number of high school courses in 7 subject areas, such as history, English, mathematics, and science. The new proposal, revision to Regulation 424.8.3, from the UC Board of Admissions and Relations with Schools, currently being reviewed by the System-Wide Academic Senate, adds an 8th subject area, Ethnic Studies, to the AG lineup. In order to fulfill the proposed admissions requirement, students must take a 1-semester high school ethnic studies course. But, according to the new proposal, it's not sufficient for students to take any ethnic studies course offered by their high school. They must take a course whose content meets the criteria determined by AUC Faculty Ethnic Studies Working Group. And here's where the truly insidious nature of this proposal becomes apparent. A perusal of the proposed ethnic studies course criteria would leave any experienced K-12 educator aghast. In contrast to the concise descriptions of the pedagogically sound knowledge base and analytical skills that students must acquire to be considered adequately prepared for UC admission in each of the current 7 subject areas, the proposed ethnic studies criteria are concerning. They contain ideologically laden jargon, demand rigid adherence to a set of highly controversial and politicized tenets and moral valuations, and force students to engage in behavior that promotes partisan, political goals. While not overtly anti-Semitic, the ethnic studies course criteria are firmly rooted in ideologies that are deeply anti-Jewish and anti-Zionist, and, when incorporated into an approved classroom, will inevitably lead to the portrayal of Jews as white, privileged oppressors, and Zionism as a racist, colonialist system of oppression. In UC-approved ethnic studies classrooms, where students will be required to dismantle systems of oppression, Jewish and Zionist students will undoubtedly have a large target on their backs. Significantly, these ethnic studies criteria strongly resemble the language in the LESMC's guiding principles and values. This is hardly surprising, considering the makeup of the 6-member UC Faculty Ethnic Studies Working Group, responsible for writing the course criteria. Working Group Chair Christine Hong, who directs the UC Santa Cruz Critical Race and Ethnic Studies Department, features LESMC on the CRES homepage, and the CRES-affiliated UC Santa Cruz Center for Racial Justice prominently features LESMC on its Political Education webpage. Andrew Jolivet, chair of the UC San Diego Ethnic Studies Department, includes LESMC as one of 4 affiliated programs, and the only non-UCSD-supported program, on his department's website. Jolivet has also participated in several webinars with LESMC leaders that promote the liberated group's efforts. Consistent with LESMC's explicitly anti-Zionist positioning, both Hong and Jolivet have endorsed an academic boycott of Israel, and last May Hong's Crest Department issued a virulently anti-Israel statement that falsely accused Israel of settler colonialism and ethnic cleansing, and endorsed an open letter calling for an academic boycott of Israel. Tricia Gallagher-Gersten is an LESMC leader. All but one of the working group committee members have publicly voiced their support for the discredited, overtly anti-Semitic first draft of the state-mandated ethnic studies model curriculum, whose drafters founded LESMC and used the first draft as the blueprint for their liberated curriculum. It's important to point out that the goal of this new proposal is not to ensure that students take an ethnic studies course before coming to UC. Almost all of them will have done that anyway, thanks to the new mandate. Rather, the goal of this proposal is to force every school district in the state to adopt the liberated curriculum, or risk their students not being accepted for admission to UC schools. The goal of this proposal is to force every school district in the state to adopt the liberated curriculum, or risk their students not being accepted for admission to UC schools. And although California's new ethnic studies high school requirement does not apply to California private schools, if UC adopts this proposal and adds an ethnic studies admissions requirement, all private schools, including Jewish day schools, will also be forced to offer a liberated ethnic studies course for their UC-bound students. In other words, UC's adoption of this proposal will force every high school in the state to teach a liberated ethnic studies course, and nearly every student in the state will be compelled to take it. While all parents should be outraged that such a politically motivated and directed course could be required for UC admission, Jewish parents should be particularly outraged, and enormously alarmed, at the anti-Semitic bigotry that will be unleashed by this proposal. This is surely not what state legislators intended when they overwhelmingly voted for the requirement last summer. But having passed a bill that was easily exploited by a small but highly influential group of ideologically driven activist educators intent on hijacking the state's schools for their own political ends, California state legislators must act now. To stop this catastrophic proposal, Tammy Rossman Benjamin is the director of AMCHA Initiative, a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization dedicated to combating anti-Semitism at colleges and universities in the United States. She was a faculty member at the University of California for 20 years.